For us, there must be periods of time, which is why the end and beginning of the year make everyone so serious. For the spiritually minded, time should be eternity, before them, childhood, youth, and old age vanish. For them, these are all merely phases and stages on the path to eternal life, which, through wise use and blessed actions, should perfect them in their spiritual development. Therefore, do not grieve over youth and the past, and do not fear the future, grieve only over the time wasted and ill spent. Time spent in suffering and pain was not wasted, for it is through trials that you learn. We speak of a departing year, and yet the time you call past does not depart, it lives on in your deeds, it too is eternity. Learn from this that nothing dies and nothing passes away, not even this hour, that all lives in God and in eternity. Easter. Easter, the feast of immortality, the feast of redemption. There is no greater feast on earth. Only the Christian religion has a feast of resurrection. Christ died for you, and he rose again for you. On the words "the Lord is risen," all of Christianity is founded. Since he is risen, all will rise from the dead. This is immortality. Experience Easter week with true devotion and piety, accompany Jesus on his path of suffering, immerse yourselves deeply in this time, suffer with him, weep for all his pain, and then rejoice with him in the resurrection. The story of every Christian is contained within Easter week, first a life of work, sacrifice, and love of neighbor, then persecution, suffering, death, then resurrection, blessedness. Rejoice, O Christendom, the Lord is risen. Pentecost. Ask God for the Holy Spirit, and it will be given to you. The term Holy Spirit encompasses the totality of all the blessed, holy spirits who have become one. The day of Pentecost is a great, 230, spirit, that is, a spiritual, divine manifestation. What God gave to the disciples then, he can also give you today, just ask rightly. The Feast of Pentecost shows us the intimate connection of the first Christians with the spiritual realm and the strength they drew from it. People, you are simply too lazy and indifferent. If only you would ask fervently and sincerely, it would be given to you, and the pure spirits of God would guide, lead, and inspire you, just as they guided the first Christians. So it is up to you. Ask, and the Holy Spirit will be given to you. Remember the dead. Remember the dead, those who have gone before you into the afterlife, pray for them. Do not let the dead be dead and forgotten. Remembrance, prayer, and communion with you do them good. Do not despise the means and ways of communion. You help the living, so help the dead as well. All Souls' Day is certainly a feast for many dead who were forgotten and who are now remembered on earth. Look, so many who still cling to the soil die. How many spirits therefore remain attached to the earth? The thoughts and prayers of people are therefore very good for such spirits. Therefore, we ask you, do not only remember people, do not only give them alms, but also remember the spirits, pray for them. Amen. Concluding words. And now, separated from God, beloved children of humankind, lovingly receive our words. Given with love, according to our knowledge and experience, let us remain one, friends. You fight on earth as in the spirit realm for God and our love. Adelma's Guide. The End. Overview of online books I found about Adelma, Winter 2026. German, D! !